Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started with the main course of this slaughter feast, let us go ahead and bow our heads and recite the HMT motto. A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, obviously, the main course was prepared by none other than Neo the Outflanker. And this article was published on the 3rd of June. Rajasthan horror. Man slaughters wife with axe following argument, drags her body on the road. In a horrifying incident, a 40-year-old man in Rajasthan's Kota district allegedly brutally murdered his 35-year-old wife by attacking her with an axe. He later dragged her body around for 70 to 80 meters on the road, sparking panic in the area. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! As per reports, Pintu, alias Sunil Valmiki, a resident of Bhadapada area in Kota, got married to Seema around 15 years ago. The couple had two sons. On Tuesday, an argument flared up between the couple, following which Valmiki hacked Seema to death with an axe. Thereafter, Valmiki dragged Seema's body for nearly 70 to 80 meters on the road, harboring terror in the locality. When local residents rushed out of their homes, he abandoned the body at a place. Later, he surrendered to the Rampura police station, according to a report by the Times of India. The police retrieved the victim's body for post-mortem examination. According to the police, the couple was not on good terms for the last few years, and the woman was at her brother's house on Tuesday afternoon when her husband reached there and brought his wife and younger son with him back to his house in Bhadapada, the report published by TOI stated. My. Well. Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the family home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution, an axe. You know I'm going with a 10 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm going to go with a 15 on this one for the sheer fact that he drug his wife's body on the road in full view of the public. And for the brutality factor, I'm also going to give him a 15 for that one. So, Mr. Valmiki gets a score of 50. Gentlemen, here we have another case of a man who had finally reached his line and she, with her mouth, pushed him over it. We always say this, a woman's mouth can be something that brings peace or something that brings death. Unfortunately, too many women around the world have relied on them being women to at least satiate a man's rage. They think that men are going to stop because they're women. No. As every episode of HMT has thoroughly proven, a woman's actions can bring about her demise. I can't remember who said this, but shout yourself out in the comment section. When a man walks away, it's better to let him go, because that act might be the act that actually saves your life. But as we all know, too many women around the world, have been thoroughly empowered to believe that they can do and be everything that a man can be until a man decides to unleash his true killer nature. Oh, well, ladies, as much as I would not like to do this series, guess what? I still have far too much material. So I'm going to keep doing it. And the audience are going to keep enjoying it. Why? Because the modern society has so thoroughly, overly, artificially inflated women's ego. You honestly believe that somehow, some way, men are just going to come to your rescue. And no, we're seeing more men say, nah, I'm not getting involved. And guess what, ladies? You're going to pay the ultimate price. It is what it is. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies around the world, understand the power will eventually go out. Feminism and that strong, independent mouth that you think you have will go out right along with it. Because once you push a man over that line, the point of no return, guess what? You're going to be dealt with, typically in a very brutal manner. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.